Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
I believe there's some horse racing this weekend. I was listening to an advert on SEN the other day, and they're talking about Golden Eagle, and they said, "Oh yes, and it's Derby Day at Flemington." I'm like, "That's right, it is too." I knew there was something else on. So there you go, Tristan. I'd imagine there's enormous interest across both. Flemington on Saturday and Tuesday, and of course Rosehill Gardens on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Derby Day is always my favourite race day of the year, with so many high quality events in the Derby itself. The Toppies Sharp and Smart is the favourite. Well, was the favourite. It was $3.70, but Berkeley Square now is at $3.60. It's just firmed up. I think it looks like that those two are going to be very, very difficult to beat. Although it looks a pretty even race. You got Mr. Maestro at $6.50, as well as Pericles at $8. So high-quality event in the Derby itself. The Coolmore Stud, though, that looks an absolute beauty. Really wide-open field in secret. It's $3.70. It's been in from $3.90. So that one looks a good race. Cool and Gatter obviously scratched from the Manicato there last weekend. It now goes to the Coolmore at $7.50. I really thought it was a big chance there in the Manicato. So it'll be interesting just to see, where that horse is positioned. Because if it's at its peak, I think it's going to be a really good chance there at $7.50. And obviously, as you say, Jimmy, at Rose Hill, we have got the Golden Eagle, where it's worth a lot of money. And it seems like you can change the rules whenever you want in New South Wales with how many horses run and otherwise in the race. So Light Infantry, the $4.20 favourite, Chain of Lightning, $4.80, and In the Congo at $10. So, I cannot wait for this weekend. Tuesday, we've obviously got Cup Day. Thursday, Oaks Day. So it's a massive week coming up.
Jimmy, did you happen to mention Coolangatta last week?
Did I mention Coolangatta? Coolangatta Gold. I know Carla Papak won Coolangatta Gold.
Coolangatta in the lead up to the Manicato, and then was scratched. But anyway, let's start in Sydney. And yes, you're right, Tristan. Did they have rules around racing and field size and barrier draws and benchmark ratings? But anyway, this a $10 million race in Sydney to compete with Derby Day. Well, what it has brought out here is the number 12, Light Infantry. If you look at its ratings in its last few runs and the opponents it was against in France at a Group 1 level, my goodness, it shouldn't be $4.20. The big question mark is that it's here, it's first up, it's now with Mara and Eustace. Sirian Mara's been on and off planes heading in and out of Sydney over the last couple of weeks watching its work at Canterbury. If it runs up to anything near, I would suggest, 80 to 90% of its best, it just wins. That's the question mark. $4.20 looks a great price to find out. If we go to Melbourne, I'm with you, Tristan. I grew up as a young boy just absolutely loving this meeting. The Coolmore Stud Stakes, 1,200 down the straight. Gee, this has been the making of some very good stallions over the years. Looks a cracking race and very hard to split many of them. I mean, in secret, last five starts has had 3 wins and 2 seconds, and James Cummings is absolutely flying with his preparation at the moment. I thought the 8 for Annabelle Neesham Economics, which is scratched at the barrier when very heavily backed a couple of weeks ago at Caulfield, might be competitive in that race. We then go to the Derby. Gee, the form does look around Smart and Sharp and Berkeley Square. I'm with the Rogerson horse. I just thought it was 3 wide. Bowman didn't panic last week. Gee, it was strong late through the line. They come out of two very different form lines. For mine, that looked like a 7-day backup into a Derby and the right horse to be with. And then we go to the Empire Rose Stakes, and there's been a couple of scratchings this morning, Tristan, that really changes that market, with Chris Waller taking the 10 and the 11, which was hinged, and Fangirl out to save them for Sydney, which means that La Critique, which is number 14, the New Zealand Group 1 winner last start at Matamata. Has James McDonald here now into a very warm position at $2.40. It does look the one to beat, but gee, I thought number 16, She's Lickety Split. She gets into this race because of age and conditions at 49 kilos. So she's got a 7.5 kilo advantage off the favourite. I would have thought I'd rather be around $6.50 each way, She's Lickety Split, than maybe the favourite. But looking for a bet, I came back to Sydney. I thought Rose Hill, race 6, number 15, Honey Creeper, again for James Cummings, steps out to 2,000. Third up, absolutely flying last start late. She's got a very good record at winning at 2,000, around a $6.50 mark at the moment. Let's have my straightforward staking plan of $100 to win on race 6, number 15, Honey Creeper.
All right. What price are we getting for that, Tristan?
$6 it is at the moment. So Honey Creeper, race 6, number 15 at the $6.
Okay. Can I ask you this question, gentlemen? And you're better placed than I to answer it. Huey Bowman jumps off Sharp and Smart that's running in a derby. I reckon Huey's won the derby at least 3 times as a jockey to stay in Sydney. We've got Frankie Dettori and Jamie Spencer coming as the international jockeys. I know James McDonald has gone down to Melbourne, but Jamie Carr has come up to Sydney as well. The impact of that race is found in, forget about where the horses are running. What about where the jocks are riding?
100% Jimmy, I mean, if you've got $10 million first prize and you happen to lob first, second or third, 10% of that is a very nice earn. Well, 5% off the top, and then whatever pat on the back you might end up with walking away from.
What's Chain of Lightning's in the market too at 480? Jamie Carr's right in the Golden Eagle too. So
yeah, certainly, and $10 into 480 as well, Jimmy. So obviously, very, very well supported.
Yeah. Okay.
The Moody Stable are one that do like to have a bet.
So the not only do we know there's money on, but we know where it's coming from. Well spotted, Jared, on that one. All right, I'm going to go back down to Flemington. Race 4, number 10, Queen Air, lightly raced filly on the 7-day QBU. That's the quick backup, Jared. Into the Wakeful, run last week at the Valley, outstanding, flashed home. It is around about the 9.50 mark, I think, Tristan, is what currently the offer is from Top Sport. So $9.50, $3.10 the place, the all-important staking plan, as you know. So I'll go fitty-fitty. I could go $50 each way on Queen Air Race 4.
There we go. So that's that. I know there's a lot of the team at Racing New South Wales that listen to our great show, and the air just came completely out of their tyres. They've put on a $10 million race. They've got Jamie Carter ride in Sydney. They've got Huey Bowman to head down to Sydney. And the most important cog in the wheel, Jimmy Smith, has had his bet in Melbourne. So there we go. All the listeners take note. That is race 4, number 10, Queen Air at Flemington.
All well, right. Not only have those power to be at Racing New South Wales just fallen off their chair, but so has Lindsay Smith now that he knows that Jimmy's all over Queen Air. Very astute trainer, very good yard. Gee, he's got a little bit to carry now.
Now, here's the other thing, gentlemen, that I think you need to be aware of too. Thoughts and prayers with the connections of King's Trust, which is currently sixth emergency in the highway. So it's a very confident yard at the moment. So we have got good weather due, maybe a little rain around this afternoon. That's Thursday afternoon. Good weather Friday, good weather Saturday. I don't know where we're going to get too many scratchings for this one. So I don't like our chances of going around. Don't worry, though. I have got my owner's tickets already sorted out.
I don't think the percentage of scratchings on Derby Day is generally too high, regardless of the weather, Jimmy. But if you've got your owner's tickets, that's half the battle. So it'll be a very enjoyable day out there, I'm tipping, and you'll be tuned into the TV screen on race 4 at Flemington.
Mate,
King's Trust will retire as a 9-year-old gelding, having had 84 starts and probably 54 of them in highways, I think, Jimmy.
Well, we win one more, that's it. We're excluded. So, yeah. But no one's won more prize money. No one's run as many times in the highway, but no one's run one more prize money.